Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. My name is David, and this is my wife.
Hi, Jessica.
All right, we're going to start off with a bit of a recap from last week. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode about the keto diet. If you want to learn about all the ways to get started with keto, what to eat, what not to eat, the benefits of it, and also those risks, go back and listen to last week's episode about keto. Make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Goals@superhumanistic.com is the email address if you want to drop us a line. This week, we're going to be talking about memory. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into the different types of memory that are involved. Also, ways to boost your memory and other benefits as well. So the memory types is categorized into sensory, short-term, and long-term. So those are the three different types of memory that you're going to be working with there. Sensory memory holds sensory information for just a few seconds, so that one's super brief. Short-term memory stores information for about 20 to 30 seconds, and then long-term memory can actually hold vast amounts of information for very long periods of time. And you're going to get into ways to boost your memory.
Yeah, so I don't know about any of you, but I've noticed, especially as I'm getting older now, that my memory just isn't the same. I'll go into the kitchen or into a room having like in my mind what I wanted to get, and then literally stand in the room for a few minutes thinking about what it was I was trying to go get. So literally my short-term memory is getting really bad. There's times where like I'll get home and I'm like, I know I put this, usually I put it here, and then it will be like in some odd place, like my keys or my sunglasses. So memory is really important, especially as we age, to continue to exercise. I know on our podcast, we've talked a lot about physical exercise and diet, or foods that we should be eating and not eating and drinking. And it's really important to us as well to get into our mental health, right? Memory being one of those. So to increase our memory, exercise is important. The more that we're exercising, the better our memory will be. The reason is that we're allowing our blood to be able to flow to our brain. That's going to help increase our memory and being able to remember things better. Using different mnemonics is also a really good exercise that you can do for your memory. So mnemonics being ways to remember things. You can use visuals, you can have pictures, and we'll get into some of the mnemonics as we go through here. But learning this in college, you're associating sometimes different objects with words as well. That's another mnemonic. So to help remember where you put your keys, you can not only place them in the same spot every time, but maybe there's a word that you put with the object that you're putting it on. So say you're hanging it on a key hook, you can say hook, and then you'll remember, oh yeah, key hook, that's where my keys are. Stress management is also really important, not only to help with our stress, but with our memory as well. A lot of times to do stress management, I'm thinking of like meditation. Meditation is really important for your brain. It helps your brain. It's constantly going. We're constantly working this huge muscle in our body. It never really turns off. Even when we're sleeping, it's continuing to work. So it's really important to practice that stress management, especially like meditation, to try our best to turn off this muscle from constantly being worked. Paying attention to one thing at a time is another like mindfulness trick that we can do to help with our memory. So I have tons. We both actually have social media, right? It's a way that we are reaching all of you. Obviously, we have our podcast that we have to put, or not have to, but we do put out weekly. So we are constantly getting notifications through our social media. We're getting text alerts. We're getting email alerts all day long. Even as we eat, I hear my husband's phone ding and it's his work and we're like, oh my gosh, again. So focusing and choosing to focus on one thing at a time, putting those push notifications to off, right? Maybe you put a time of day that you're gonna just put your phone on silent or airplane mode so you don't get those notifications. That's a great way to kind of, as we say, a notification pops up. So really not multitasking. A lot of times people are like, yeah, multitask, it gets more done. Well, actually it doesn't. It actually is less productive than multitask. We want to just focus on one thing at a time, and really making sure our brain is truly focused on that activity. So do everything that we have in our power to turn off those notifications and all of the distractions that we receive while working on that one task. Another way to help with memory is socializing. When we did our Blue Zone episodes, each of those areas that we talked about really prioritize socializing and making connections with people. It helps our brains and our memory when we're working with people that we have close connections to. So socializing, switching up your surroundings as you socialize. So maybe you're going on a hike with your significant other or your friends or family members. So don't always choose the same location to go on a hike. You wanna switch it up so that your brain is constantly learning as you're doing those physical activities as well. Use memory tricks. So as you're going on those hikes or as you are remembering where you put your keys or what you were going into the room for, pictures do help. So having visuals, having those connections for our brain helps our brain to be able to remember that better. So not only take a picture of like your friend, but you're wanting to capture what's around your friend in that picture as well, right? Getting a full sensory picture. How did that make you feel that day when you were walking with your friend? Was there sunshine? So wanting to get that sun in that picture, wanting to get the smell of the trees as you walked by. So getting a picture, but not just a picture of your friend, getting a picture of the full scene so that your brain remembers that day based on that full scene. And with that, you're also chunking things. So our brain works better when we are chunking events in our mind. So chunking is another mnemonic that you can try for memory. Eating dark chocolate is another really good, thing for our memory. It does help to enhance our memory. We did talk about dark chocolate and the benefits of that in a previous episode if you want to go back. Drinking water, we talked about this as well, but water does help our brains. It helps the blood flow to our brains and it helps our brains to stay healthy. Involving the senses, I know my husband just talked about one of the memories being sensory memories. So involve your senses in the day-to-day tasks that you're doing. That's going to help your memory and for you to remember that event later on as well. Learning new information. So something that we do daily as part of our morning routine is we're reading for at least 10 minutes. So reading a book that is like a self-help book or just something that is interesting to you. Not those fictional books, right? We're talking nonfiction. We want it to be something that you're learning within that reading. It could also be on your phone. Just remember to turn off those notifications so you're focused on just that task. But reading to learn, you can do like Duolingo. You're learning new information. You're learning a new language. So just constantly trying to get your brain to learn new information. Even if it struggles to learn that new information, don't get frustrated, right? A lot of times, and this is so true for me, even today, like I'm learning something new and I'm frustrated with myself. So I'm learning not to get frustrated with myself, but it's through those mistakes that I'm actually learning more, right? So even though I'm making those mistakes, I'm learning more in the end game, because now that I've made that mistake, I don't want to make that mistake again. So I'm actually learning that information a lot better and a lot stronger. So mistakes are really good for your brain. I wish I had that as a child in school. I wish my teachers would have told me like, yeah, mistakes are great. Or my parents would have been like, yeah, go for it. Make a mistake. Let me fail, because through my failure, I'm actually learning more and it's going to stick in my brain a lot better. So learning new information, it's great for memory. Can't stress this enough, but getting enough sleep. Definitely sleep is essential for not only our brains, but our full bodies. We talked about that in another episode as well. But sleep is going to be very essential for our brains to continue to be able to get rest, which is what we're aiming for here. Meditation, I kind of already hit on that. So meditating is very helpful for our memory and to keep our memory working. Eating a healthy diet, we talk about that a lot on our episodes, but diet is huge for our brains and our body to continue to work and stay healthy. And last but not least is your memory palace. So this is a technique that I'm actually going to try this week, but picturing a familiar place. So closing your eyes, picturing that place in our mind. So we're working our memory now as we have our eyes closed, right? So picturing like, say, your bedroom. And I'm thinking of my bedroom now. As I walk into the room, just opening up the door in my mind, where's my bed? Kind of seeing in my mind where that bed is. Picturing where my side tables are, where the lamps are, where my dresser is. If I have a TV in my room, where is that TV placed and located? So trying this activity, it's called Memory Palace. So you're putting that memory of that location in your brain, and you're really working that memory out then, right? Or your brain's function to memorize things, you're working it out. So try Memory Palace. It's also called chunking of events. So going back to those mnemonic devices, the more mnemonic devices that you're trying, the better your memory is going to end up being. So just like our bodies with our physical health, we need to work out to stay healthy in our mind as well.
All right. That sounds like a great challenge for everybody. Yeah. The challenge off the list for today. There you go.
We'll go back through that again if you need at the end.
All right. You mentioned a healthy diet. So yes, make sure you're getting those omega-3 fatty acids from fish, seeds, walnuts. Those are going to be very important when it comes to feeding your brain. Also antioxidants. So dark chocolate, as we talked about in a recent episode. Berries, green leafy vegetables, those are all great ways to protect your brain from any damage. Curcumin, which is found in turmeric, I always struggle to say that, call it something different pretty much every time, but curcumin has an anti-inflammatory compound and antioxidant properties that help improve your memory. So I like to incorporate turmeric in our smoothies and our food just as a spice to cook with. So it's easy to incorporate that into your life. You don't have to pay $5 for those expensive shots that you find like at Whole Foods. Just simply pick up a bottle of the spice and put it into your smoothies and other foods as you cook. So, a lot of great ways to boost your memory there. Some reasons of why you want to boost your memory. Let's get into that. So you'll have enhanced learning and knowledge. So better memory allows for more efficient processing and recall of information, which can help you both in academics and also your work environment as well. You can also get improved problem-solving skills. So a sharper memory contributes to quick retrieval of relevant information, aiding in more effective problem-solving and decision-making. So that's also important. Increase creativity. So when you use all those tips that my wife mentioned to enhance your memory, you can improve the ability to connect pieces of information, fostering more creativity and innovation. Also, better mental health. Everybody wants better mental health, so definitely boost your memory if you want to have lower rates of depression and anxiety. Also contributes to a more positive self-image and confidence as well when you have better memory. You also, linked to that, will get a delay in cognitive decline. So maintaining and improving your memory through healthy habits mentioned by my wife earlier can delay age-related cognitive decline and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and those type of diseases. Lastly, you can enhance your social interactions when you're able to remember more details about people, such as their name, conversation, and experiences. You can really just improve those relationships and social interactions with having a better memory as well. So those were all the benefits, all the ways to improve your memory. And you already mentioned the challenge.
Yes. So again, the challenge is to try one of those mnemonic devices. So chunking or picturing using your senses within the picture, or the last one is the memory palace, where you're closing your eyes, sort of like a form of meditation, and thinking about one room in your home or just one room that you can remember, and really like doing a walk through that room in your mind.
All right, well, make sure that you take on that challenge. Follow us on Superhumanistic on everything and let us know how these challenges are going for you. And remember, take control of your well-being and start living a healthier life today. We will see you next week.
Bye.